We have an unusual situation here in New Hanover County with Commissioner Brian Berger. And now that the board has begun the A motion process to oust Berger, is the Democratic Party doing anything to position itself to be ready for when that situation shifts? What can the Democratic Party do?
The Brian Berger situation is unfortunate, and I think there's even among Democrats, some sympathy for his position. But the really interesting question to me is, if Brian Berger resigns or is removed, what happens then? Do we have an election? Is there an appointment? And I'm not sure that the election laws provide a really good answer for that to that question. And it's going to be interesting to see that play out.
Would the New Hanover County Democratic Party take a position on an issue such as how economic development should proceed in this region? Does the Democratic Party think Titan Cement should open up a plant in the county?
Well, as Democrats, we are in favor of clean air and clean water. There is a tension with Titan between jobs and the environment. We have not taken a position as a party, but as a person, I would note that it's a lot of pollution and not that many jobs.
What are some of the statewide developments that have the attention of the county Democratic Party?
Voter suppression. I think that concerns a lot of people. It concerns the parents of college students that are going to be paying $2,500 more in taxes if their child commits the sin of registering to vote where they go to school. We have efforts to cut back early voting. So that we'll be having long lines at the polls. I don't think anybody's going to be pleased by these things.
What is the Democratic perspective on some of the proposals out of Raleigh that could have environmental implications?
We're very concerned about fracking and the possibility that we'll have injection wells here in New Hanover County. I mean, we used to have injection wells in North Carolina, and we had problems. We had aquifers polluted, and they cut it off. If we have injection wells here, we get no local benefit economically or not a significant one. All the benefits will go to folks in the western part of the state, and the environmental costs will be imposed on us.
Is there anything else at the state level that you've been watching carefully that as a Democrat you find concerning?
Oh, yeah. There's so much. There is the Racial Justice Act. You know, we have a problem in this country in our criminal justice system that we make mistakes. 325 people have been exonerated in recent years from serious crimes like rape and murder by DNA evidence, essentially incontrovertible scientific evidence. So we know our criminal justice system makes mistakes. It's just an unfortunate fact of life. But the problem with capital punishment is you can't correct your mistakes. They're permanent.
Richard Poole, chairman of the New Hanover County Democratic Party, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.